shaken, stirred, mixed. The emotions are absolutely devastating. If you're shaken, if you feel a little stirred, or if absolutely mixed in terms of what you can expect, don't worry, you're not alone. There's so much that we have to go through in life. We have to guard ourselves in life that sometimes we wonder, are we cut out for it? My name is Abhishek Haridasan, and through multiple segments on this podcast, we talk about things that shake us, that probably stir us from within and leave us with mixed emotions. Life can be challenging. Life is challenging. Life is filled with challenges. But then those are situations we have to go through, unfortunately, or maybe fortunately. Unfortunately, not everything is a bed of roses, neither is everything a bed filled with jasmine also. There are situations that you have to deal with sometimes absolutely alone. There are situations or tragedies that leave you shaken. There are incidents that stir you completely. And that takes us into the next segment, soul stirring. Have you been there? Have you ever seen that? Or are you part of an ecosystem where soul stirring tales and situations are very common? If you are, hang in there. Sometimes these soul-stirring situations and incidents can help you, or rather, help you simmer down much later in life, because you've gone through so much that you wonder, can it get worse than this? So if you've been in a soul-stirring situation where you sometimes gasp for a little puff of breath, don't worry, there are people who've gone through worse. But it's up to you to not let your soul run away from you. Because a soul-stirring situation can leave an indelible mark, a mark that never goes away in your life. But you have to stand taller than the others around you. In my next segment, we talk about mixed emotions. You know, that if only, if not, not really sort of situations where you question yourself, have I really won? Or was this a losing cause? Whatever it is, the emotions are mixed. So it's not exhilarating, neither is it remorseful. Neither is there a sense of loss, neither is there a sense of pride. But what do you do with mixed emotions? Are they worthless? Not really. Mixed emotions, it's like a tug of war between the good and the bad. But you're probably in the middle of the scale. So you've not let anything away, neither have you received anything. But you're still in a situation where either you, through external factors or interventions, can do something about it. So if you're feeling mixed, or if the emotions are mixed, don't worry. You can get out of it. Moving to my next segment, we talk about defying logic. Where have you heard that before? Many times. The moment you try to put in logic amongst tens and thousands of people, that's when they say, oh goodness me, looks like he's going to bore us with the details. But then sometimes you wonder, how can we even move an inch without logic? But then there are situations where logic is defied. Some of the movies that we see defy absolute scientific logic. some of the people who behave in certain ways defy logic, social logic, or any of that construct. But then, if you're someone who wants logic in each and everything that you do, take a step back. Let this illogical go away, and later on, you put in logic. Stick by the logic that you have. If needed, try to understand why the other person doesn't want logic in their life. Come what may, you might be 51% right vis-a-vis the 49% the other person isn't. But then when you defy logic and throw it out of the window, are you losing something? You might lose some sense of your sanity, but the other person thinks he's triumphed. And that, my friend, is a very uneasy situation to be in. But then if you're someone who looks for logic, stick with that, because that is your strength. Amongst all this, and as I enter the last segment of this podcast, sense the madness that makes people hustle all around the world. Your madness is your creation. The madness of someone else is his creation or her creation or their freaking creation. But then that madness is needed because, you know, if you're shaken, if you're stirred, if you've been feeling mixed, it's all because of that madness, that chaos which is swirling. But then madness is needed for the world to move ahead. Yes, a little bit. Not too much. Not too much than where everything becomes insane. But a little method to the madness is all that people seek. Little method, you know, that method where, you know, everything seems right, but a little bit of pivot, it gets better. And then the moment you pivot it once more, and then you take a step back saying that, am I doing the right thing? No, it's emotional whirlwind. And then suddenly, you find a method to ensure this madness continues. And the moment that method is implemented, people take notice. They say, yes, this is what was missing in our life. And then suddenly, that madness is appreciated. That's always the thing I say, my friend, and I recall this quote somewhere that I'd heard. When you start out as a maverick, people rebuke you. People think you're absolutely cuckoo in the head. But then when they see a method, a construct, a framework around the madness that you have in your brain and how you're implementing it, you become a maverick. But remember, just mere being a maverick isn't enough. You have to ensure that whatever you do brings smiles on people's faces and can empower the community that you live in and associated larger communities. So keep doing the good work that you always think is right. Forget what others think. It's okay. Everyone doesn't necessarily have to love you. But those who do will stick around the Mavericks because they believe. They believe that in spite of you being shaken, stirred, or having mixed emotions, you can stand tall. Tall you shall stand, 100%. With this, I conclude this podcast and I ensure that I shall be back. Remember, you might be shaken from within. Someone would have stirred you in the wrong manner or anti-clockwise. The emotions could be mixed, but you are still here. You are still ready to do the amazing stuff that you can, and you still have it within you to achieve all that you can. Thank you so much for listening. Stay safe, stay blessed, and take good care of yourself. Thank you so much, and bye-bye.